GSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Me and the blues, we spend a lot of time together. Traveling on that getting nowhere road. Nobody knows the lonely hours we spend together. Gets mighty weary troublesome load. I'll never know why men are so deceitful. They never treat you like they should. They love you and deceive you, then they up and makes them so no good. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living. Who'd go on living if they were in? That's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river.
My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. That was Mildred Bailey and a song called Me and the Blues. Mildred was a Native American jazz singer who came up during the 1930s and often was praised as being one of the best of her era and one of the first Indigenous people to really break through in that scene. Lots more of my conversation with Dan Aykroyd and the music that we talked about coming up right here, right now. We're going to have stuff from James Brown, Wayne Cochran, and the Milk Carton Kids, who have a real distinct connection to Dan Aykroyd, just like Vera does. And Vera, who we played at the very top of the show, Sola, is actually his daughter and is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids. Here is my interview with Dan Aykroyd on The Jukebox.
I like the outdoor venues, don't you?
I love the outdoor venues. It's about time we get doing those. The weather's starting to change here, so I'm hoping that I get to do that. I've got the Vancouver Folk Festival, Canmore Folk Festival.
Do you know the Milk Carton Kids?
Yeah, I've never met them, but I know who they are. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's right. Joey and Kenneth. Now, Kenneth is married to my daughter.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of a troubadour couple. I believe he's playing Vancouver. That's July, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in July. Are they playing the Vancouver?
Be right there, man. Okay. He'll be there. Look for Kenneth Pattingale. I'll give you his number.
Did you get the message about picking some songs like for this episode that we're going to air? Because it's just
sure,
a
well,
radio show.
Playing a Party by Lowell Fulson.
Lowell Fulson.
Yeah, Lowell Folsom, F-U-L-S-O-M, Swingin' Party.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown, Big Payback.
Big Payback, I love that one.
I would say, well, always Junior's Mystery Train is a spectacular example of
Junior
Will. The high highs in American music, African American music, and world music. If you want to look at, you know, blue-eyed soul, so-called white soul, it would be Wayne Cochran, Going Back to Miami.
Yeah.
Going Back to Miami. So that's a good selection. I mean, or any of the songs, Briefcase Full of Blues, our version of She Got the Cake, Katie's Beautiful, you know.
I love that version that you guys do. It's amazing.
That's me playing harp, but that was not as...
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I played harp. Yeah. I played harp sometimes badly, but sometimes, you know, in a, you know, with the proper equipment, I sounded all right. And I all the records there, that's all, I play all that harp, absolutely, for better or worse.
Do you still collect vinyl? Do you have a record collection?
I do. I have a barn. I have 7 barns. I'm a hoarder. I don't know what I'm going to do. Come and help me sort it out. Come and take some.
Okay. You have 7 barns full of vinyl?
Okay. Oh, well, full of, you know, just material. Vinyl's in there, but there's accumulated. God, we accumulate a lot of stuff as human beings. That means sometimes we can't look at it again. We don't want to throw it away. It's the hoarder.
Thing, right? You just get connected to it, to certain things, and you just can't part with them.
It's the hoarder complex.
It's amazing. So, Dan, you also like the hip. I know that because I saw this the documentary.
Mike, L-O-V-E, L-O-V-E.
Oh, man. Mike Downey's documentary, that 4-part series, is incredible. And I just love what you had to say about them in that documentary. Love those guys, too. I mean, got to hang out with them a bunch, but certainly you were a lot closer to them in being in the area up there. Tell me about a bit of your experience with those guys. I'd love to hear.
To see one of their shows, of course, just as a viewer, you know, it's like getting on the back of a dragon and taking a nice roller coaster ride. And the musicianship is magnificent. The guitar playing, Johnny, the greatest driver and drummer, certainly, you know, in the rock pantheon. I would put him right up there with Stuart Copeland or anybody. Mm. And then, you know, Gord's amazing ability as a poet and as a vocalist and a stage performer. The way he ignited and united Canada was beautiful. So to be in their presence, see, it was really a privilege to watch them play anytime I did, and then to work with them. Mm-hmm. And actually, I jammed on stage once on Locked in the Trunk of a Car. You can get that, I guess, somewhere on the search. Locked in the Trunk of the Car. I played harp on that, and Gord told me, he said, just keep playing right through. I don't, you know, I don't worry about the lyric. I want to hear you play. And I you know, that was such an honor to get up there with and step up with musicians of that caliber. They're dear friends, and hanging with them was always great because they're funny. You know, they're so smart. Robbie Baker, I mean, you know, the humor, the sense of humor there, and
yeah, he's lovely.
They're all just great wits. Every one of them is a great wit, and so articulate and intelligent. They're wonderful.
Yeah, the Gord is certainly sorely missed. Do you know Boris Baker?
I met him from on down through the years, but he's acquitting himself. Beautiful career now.
Yeah, he's in a great band. They came on tour with us for a little while, and really got on with them. So nice folks, you know. And well, really love them.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge. A man. Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Show that was the tragically hip and locked in the trunk of the car. Dan Aykroyd actually appeared on stage with them and performed that song while he did the harmonica part and Gord sang with the band backing them up. Killer band, killer song, killer story. And I talked about that in my interview with Dan Aykroyd. More of that interview coming up momentarily. And I just wanted to say every week, the Jukebox radio show, the one that you're listening to right now, focuses on spinning artists that might not normally get the sort of exposure that other artists get. So we play 70% of indigenous, black, and artists of color and women on this show. Meaning, every time you tune in to this dial and listen to the jukebox, you're supporting those artists. We got music from some great friends of mine, people I know really well, and I really do have a lot of love, appreciation, and admiration for them. We're going to hear something from Blue Moon Marquee, a song called Hound Dog on a Chain, also Digging Roots with Spring to Come. Both artists are Juno Award-winning artists who have broken down barriers and boundaries across the globe. So, without further ado, let's hear Hound Dog on a Chain by Blue Moon Marquee and Spring to Come by Digging Roots.